couple weeks ago when we were out here, Microphone Johnson, who you heard for years on the Hardline, came to our show, and since the Hardline fired him, he would like to now be a reporter for us. We're not so sure about this idea. We gave him one chance, and the interview didn't go very well with the Cowboy player. But he joins us now on the Ticket Hotline and says he's got another interview with another Cowboy player at camp. Morning, Microphone. How are you?
Bone here?
Yes.
I'm sorry about that. I'm trying to get a little bit more radio savvy. But, the reason I jumped ship to you guys is because I think George Dunham's just about the only one up there at that station that cares about America. So,
well, I don't know about that, Microphone, but I'm glad that you are.
Well, I know you're against the axis of evil, as am I.
Yeah.
Sure. I don't know about that old Miller man. He getting into all them French sports like cycling and synchronized swimming or whatever he does.
Yeah, no, what did you do? Did you do synchronized swimming?
No, I don't do that, and I am against the axis of evil.
That's right,
Are you okay this morning?
Yeah, I'm fine this morning. What you talking about?
You sound all stoved up or something.
Oh, well, I guess maybe a little bit. Some of this California air doesn't agree with me. Can't wait to get back to the great Lone Star State of Texas.
Amen to that, brother.
All right, so you have another interview for us?
Living out here on the
Cowboy
beach in a van I rented.
What?
What?
I don't know.
So, yeah, I went out with an old recorder and my old tape machine system, and I took it out there to Cowboy practice and interviewed another player, and I want to tell you what I think about it. I want to let you make your own judgment, but I think it's pretty good. Pretty good.
All right, now you've sent this tape back to the boys in the studio, is that right?
That is correct, yes.
All right.
You can listen to it?
Sure.
Sure, let's hear it.
All right. Here comes the Microphone Johnson interview to you fellas in 3, 2, 1, and one. Check 1, 2. See if this system. Microphone Johnson in the field. Well, with another microphone check. 1, 2, 1, 2, check. Well, Microphone Johnson's still here. One of my favorite players of all time. What's your name again?
Kevin Burnett.
Oh, I thought you were someone else. Anyway, Kevin Burnett here with me. May I just simply call you the player I'm interviewing, or PIAI for short?
Whatever you want to do, bud.
You like kind of want to abandon that nickname now and just ask you, Kevin, how's football today?
It's going, today is good, you know. Now it's time to move on to the next day.
Well, let's pause for another microphone check. 1, 2. How do you like playing football?
Yes, I do. You know, it's probably the best sport on the planet.
Did you play football yesterday?
No football yesterday.
Last week?
Yep, all last week, every day.
And what was that like? Was that pretty similar to today?
Yeah, pretty similar to today.
What is the best, how are you doing today? Has anyone ever given you the gift of deer sausage?
Nah, never tasted deer sausage.
No, well, it's good eating deer sausage. That's a pretty tough preseason loss.
Very tough. Made a lot of mistakes.
Well, I was hoping you went a little bit longer on that answer. that preseason loss kind of reminded me of what happened in Lubbock.
What happened in Lubbock?
Well, back in the 1970s, I met this old girl at a bar in Lubbock, and she's pretty tore up, you know, broad shoulders, eye patch, whole nine yards. She probably poured about a case of Miller High Life down her gullet, and that's when she kind of signaled she was ready for action, you know, of the lovemaking variety. And, well, I got her in the back of my Good Times van and peeled down that laundry, and there, poking out of a bird's nest of poor grooming, was a little shriveled piece of manhood.
Oh, my God.
Kind of laying there like a dead maggot on a scouring pad, you know?
God.
So, I got out of there and ran to the nearest monastic community where I led a life of isolation and contemplation for 12 years before a centaur appeared in a peyote-induced dreamscape. And I joined the wrong school's PTA by mistake. Anyway, good talking to you.
All right, man. Take
care. Appreciate it. Good luck with the team.
I don't know what to say about that.
That is the wildest story. I don't know why you had to tell him that.
Well, we were just talking, you know, athlete to athlete. Of course, I'm a former athlete. I had to quit football when I tore up my knee.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Uh-huh.
Back in 63. But I was pretty heavily scouted.
Really?
Yeah.
By?
A whole bunch of six-man schools around Texas.
Scouted you.
A little scout.
But, all right, here's another piece of advice for you there, Microphone. When you're interviewing someone and you see them as you approach them, just know who it is that you're interviewing, so that doesn't have to be one of the questions.
Well, I mean, I don't want to sound insensitive, but they all kind of look alike to me.
They have different numbers.
Yeah, but they all wearing pads and just look all football-y.
Well, that's why they wear numbers, so you can tell them apart.
And stop clearing your throat so much, too.
Hey, is old Rich there?
Yeah, I think he's back there. Back.
Yeah, Microphone, what's going on, man?
Hey, old buddy Rich Phillips. I listen to you on the race week all the time.
Oh, that's great stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, I tell you what, I don't want to waste a lot of time on radio saying what I think about you, but I think you're pretty good.
Well, there's some high praise for you, Rich.
Hey, thanks, Microphone.
All right, well, you two fellas, you put your butt in me, and Rich, you keep staying hard.
Doesn't make any sense. See you, Microphone.
Microphone Johnson signing off in 3, 2, 1.
You don't have to do that. Does he have